Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Newark City Council. My name is Miles. I am a proud, lifelong Newarker. Newark is a city surrounded by asphalt. To the south lies our port and airport, comprising one-third of our land area. Our airport handles 40 million passengers a year. Our port handles over a million cargo containers a year. Both pollute our air. Our city is surrounded by highways. Route 78 to the south, the Parkway to the west, Route 280 to the north, and the Clark Highway to the east. Millions of cars travel these congested highways every day. Our urban core is buried in asphalt. Thousands of commuters per day, millions of cars per year. Edison Parking is beneficiary of this pollution. Their 60,000 plus parking spots are valued in the billions. They make millions on the land of buildings they often demolish, often illegally. They pay no water bills. Their water runs off their lots and into our sewer mains. For a company so wealthy, they contribute little to nothing to the health of our city. One in four Newark children have asthma, far above the national average. Chances are that your children, or the friends of your children, also have asthma. I, too, have asthma. Always have, always will. Enough is enough. It is time to develop our city sustainably. Public transportation, public bike lanes, public parks, sustainable infrastructure. Edison Parking is not a sustainable corporation. When our zoning board approves of the illegal demolition of our historic architecture, they are complacent in the violation of our law. When our zoning board sits silently as Edison Parking uses our land for non-permissible parking use, they are not upholding the laws that they and you are subject to. It is time to change. You, as our elected officials, are in a position of power and responsibility to enact the change your public needs. You, as informed citizens of Newark, are responsible for holding corporations like Edison Parking accountable to our laws that we, as citizens of Newark, created for the protection of our city. This is not a question of complex ethics or morality. It is a matter of common sense. Edison Parking has, and continues to, demolish our heritage, pollute our air, and violate our laws. Edison Parking is breaking its responsibility to the public. Will you, as elected officials, hold them accountable? Please consider the city you want for our children and for our future.